Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Hi, this is Dan Keating, and here we are at the end of this great deliverance, the end of this period leading to the great deliverance. When last we looked, we had just seen the first plague. And then in the intervening chapters, we hear about plagues 2 through 8. We've skipped those. They're very interesting, but we're moving on toward the end. We're starting here in chapter 10:21, and I'm going to summarize some of this because the passage is too long to read in its entirety. The end of chapter 10 is all about the ninth plague and its result. And the ninth plague is a plague of darkness, a fitting one for the final plague before the great one. The land is in darkness. The land is under unbelief and disobedience of hard-heartedness. And darkness comes for 3 nights and 3 days. So Pharaoh now is pretty well beaten down by all these plagues. And he says, go worship the Lord, but not with your flocks and herds. Why? Well, I mean, Pharaoh, he's not stupid. He knows if the people leave with all their livelihood, they're not coming back. The herds are ways of keeping their wealth behind so that the people go, they've got to come back because they need their animals, their livelihood. And Moses says, no, we have to go into the desert. We don't know what animals we'll have to offer, what the Lord will ask. We have to bring everything. And Pharaoh says, no way. It says here, God hardens his heart again. Pharaoh hardens his own heart again and says, get away from here. You won't see me again. I don't want to see you again. And Moses said, indeed, you won't see me in this way again once the final plague hits. And then in chapter 11, which is the second part of our text today, you have the lead up to this final plague. The Lord said to Moses, chapter 11, verse 1, I will bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go. Indeed, when he lets you go, he will drive you away. This was the original promise. He'll not only allow you to go, but he'll drive you away. Now, as we'll see, he thinks better of it in the end and chases after them and doesn't do so well at the Red Sea. But at this point, this is the promise made. The people are even meant to ask for, you might say, riches and wealth, that they don't go out of the land poverty-stricken, but go, as it were, adorned with the wealth of the Egyptians. It's a sign of God's favor that he sends his people out in richness. So we pick up in verse 4, Moses describes what the Lord said. What's the final plague? I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the one who is, you know, the female slave. There will be such a loud cry throughout the whole land, such as never been heard, and so on. And then the officials will bow down and say, leave us, you and all the people, and after we will leave. Now the Lord says to Moses, Pharaoh will not listen to you, but I will multiply my wonders. And so all this is setting us up now for this final plague. We're going to be looking at this in depth in the next 3 meditations in chapter 12, which is one of the great chapters of the scriptures. Here in chapter 11, it's just worth noting the death of the firstborn. The death of the firstborn. The firstborn in some ways represents the whole people. In a sense, the Lord is taking the life of the whole people by taking the firstborn of each family. He's taking it as a kind of punishment, but also as a certain kind of offering. I think it's worth noting that this idea of the offering of the firstborn, which had already been well established which is going to be established shortly after this in the sacrificial system of Israel, the firstborn represents the inheritance. It represents the life. It's offered to the Lord. I think it's no accident that the one who's going to deliver us, who is the Lamb of God slain, is also the firstborn son. And that in the place of the firstborn that was offered here, the Father is going to provide his own son as an offering. his own firstborn son, as it were, his beloved son, is going to be the one that the Father puts forward for an offering, a gift in a sense to God. That's both a gift to God and a kind of blood sacrifice for our sin, atoning for the judgment that we're due. So here, as we consider, as we're on the verge of looking at the great deliverance recorded in chapter 12, let's consider the firstborn son of the Father who was offered freely for our sake. Here the firstborn was taken in a sense because of the penalty that was due, and that will show the power of God claiming rights to the land. But there we will see in the Lord Jesus the offering, the free offering of an innocent victim who stands in as the firstborn, who's offered to the Lord, and who wins our full redemption and brings us into the true promised land.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.